Mary Catherine. Thank you for singing with us this morning.
Yes, I'm
excited. Yeah, yeah, me too.
Me too. I wasn't here last year, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Well, good. Good.
I was in Birmingham with my dad.
Gotcha. So, gotcha. I just kind of lose track of. Yeah. 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 Well, so. Good. Well, so glad you're with us today. Good morning. Welcome to our service of worship this Lord's Day. We're glad you're here this morning. We want to especially welcome you if you're visiting. This is a special annual service of lessons and carols, which is a little bit different from our usual worship service. You'll also note the abbreviated schedule this morning. There will be no formal fellowship and snack time after the service. There is a lunch right after the service today for all college students and young adults. That is at the Carpenter's Home, and you'll notice in the bulletin insert the address there. That'll be right after the service for college and young adults. Note this evening, youth fellowship is at 6 o'clock. There is a change in the location. The youth fellowship will be here at the church this evening at 6 o'clock. Please note that change. Note next Sunday is a congregational meeting for the purpose of electing officers and a minor revision to the church bylaws. You'll notice the information in the insert there. Next Sunday evening is Christmas caroling. We'll depart from the church at 5 o'clock. Love for you to join us for that, weather permitting. The annual church Christmas supper coming up on December 12th. That's a week from this Wednesday. And if you'll note in the bulletin the various groups and their assignment, if you're in one of those groups, please see your captain about your particular assignment. That's a week from this Wednesday. Several other announcements in the bulletin. Note, next Sunday we will observe the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, so let's please be in preparation for that. At this time, we want to spend a few moments in silent prayer as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord. Thank you.
purple represents penance, humility, and longing, reminding us that Advent is a time of spiritual preparation and anticipation of Christmas. Bless us. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light, now in the time of this world of life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, and in the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life and glory through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Let's bow for invocation, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Father, we come before you this morning rejoicing in the good news of great joy that is for all people, that unto us a child has been born, that unto us a son has been given. We thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time a virgin conceived and bore a son called Emmanuel, God with us, who would bruise the head of our adversary and bring light to a people who walk in darkness. This Son of Man accomplished his work completely, and this Son of the Most High now sits at your right hand, reigning over the house of Jacob with justice and righteousness. He is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace, and of his kingdom there will be no end. We thank you, Lord of hosts, that your zeal has done this for us. And now, Father, we ask that your Spirit, the same Spirit who overshadowed the favor won when you sent Christ to earth, would descend on us this morning to bless the reading and hearing of the many scriptures telling of Christ's birth. We ask that he would also bless the many songs, hymns, and spiritual songs that we offer in thankful response. May he assist us, as like the shepherds, we offer glory and praise for all we hear and see. And please hear us now as we pray together our Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may follow along today in the scriptural lessons in your bulletin insert. Our first lesson this morning is the fall, the serpent, and the gospel found in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Yeah.
Let's stand and sing our opening hymn number 194.
The second lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. "But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea and the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Chapel Park. Let's stand and continue our worship with hymn number 195.
Thank you. The third lesson is the angel's annunciation to Mary. Luke 1:26-55. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this in the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country, to a town in Judea. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. From behold, from now on all generations they will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted of those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever."
I will invite the chapel choir to come forward, and if the men would come to receive the morning offering. Again, if you're visiting with us this morning, we're glad you're here, and I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that are located in each pew. If you'd like to fill one out and drop it in the plate, we'd love to send you a small gift for being with us today and some more information about our church. Adam Sanders, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Thank you. fourth lesson is the angel's message to Joseph, Matthew 1, 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the Lord, angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Chapter 4. Stand and continue our worship with hymn number 214.
Mountains and the divine, and God. fifth lesson, the birth of the Messiah, comes from the second chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 20. In those days, the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same regions, there were shepherds out in the field watching over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the sayings that they had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, and had been as it had been told to them.
Good will to man.
Let's stand and we'll sing together hymn number 213.
Lesson number 6, the Magi, from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear the word of God. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when the wise men had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him,
of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, the wise men departed for their own country by another way.
Let's stand and we'll sing together hymn number 208. seventh lesson this morning, the mystery of the incarnation, comes from the gospel according to John, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." I have often thought this is such a compelling way to begin a story, the opening verses of John, where he basically says, in the beginning, the Word, with a capital W, already existed. We think of the beginning of as being something starting, but he says at the start of all things, there was something that already, a non-created being, the eternal creator, and he refers to him as the Word. That's what Christmas is all about. That non-created being came into the world and became a creature. That God came into the world and became a human being. To be a human is to be conceived. To be a human is to be gestated. To be a human is to be born. To be a human is to grow up. And to be a human is to die. And John says this non-created being that existed before the beginning experienced all of that, that God in Christ experienced all of that from heartbeat to heartbreak. And he did that because God had a message for humanity. A message about salvation, a message about his love for you. And when God wanted to communicate that message, when God wanted to communicate that word, he gave himself to us in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world to experience everything that we experience. Jesus comes to us as Savior in the human flesh. He is God with us. He is the messenger of messengers, and he is the message of messages. Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us a message, giving us a word that we can understand and that can understand us. Thank you for giving us a message that we can see. No one had ever seen you until you made us, yourself known in the flesh. We can see in action. We thank you for Jesus and for all that he is to us. We thank you for your message of love in Christ. We thank you for your message of salvation in Christ. We thank you for grace in flesh. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Please stand for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.